And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That'd be this one. That'd be Alabama. I'm talking about, man, this show, like, we go way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back of Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Well, hey, listen, you know the deal. Today we got a great show lined up. 3:30 today, don't forget, Congressman Gary Palmer calling in. We'll be talking with him about the speaker's race. We'll also talk to him about Israel and what's going on there. 4 p.m., former state senator Brian Taylor, who's now running for Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court. He'll be sitting in studio with us, and we got some weighty topics all around. Basically, there's some heavy stuff happening. We'll be covering things with Israel, Hamas, and all of it. But you know the deal. On this show, we are determined to make sure that when there's something happening that is of interest or is inspiring or is encouraging or just something you got to know because it happened in your backyard, well, we're going to bring it on and we're going to talk about it. Well, I caught wind of this just like last week. I saw a story on AL.com. I'm a car guy. I actually go to barnfinds.com like every day to see what kind of things are being found. And I found this article that talked about a historic barn find happening right here. Hemmings Motor News has the list of the cars. Y'all, it's unbelievable. And they found them right down the road in Warrior, Alabama. And we're talking like almost two dozen sitting there in perfect condition, classic cars. So the guy who swooped in and bought them is John Clay Wolf. John Clay Wolf is an American radio guy. He's the founder of a business called GiveMeTheVIN.com. He resides out in Fort Worth, Texas, and he's the host of the John Clay Wolf Show, which is syndicated nationally on Westwood One. And we're just going to bring him on right now and ask him how in the world this happened. John Clay Wolf, how you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, it's I've never been to Warrior, Alabama, but I'm glad that it exists because I found the best find of my 30-year career out of Warrior, Alabama. So. Cheers, Alabama. Roll Tide, baby.
So a Texas guy is yelling Roll Tide now.
Right.
Well, so listen, give us the background. Who was the guy that stored it? Because we're talking about these things were all drained of their fluids. They were stored in good condition. You got everything from a 65 Ford Mustang convertible to, you know, Porsches and everything. What the heck? Who was the guy and how did this come about?
The guy's name's Earl Trammell. He owns Foreign Auto Body in Birmingham. I believe there were two of them. Now, I've also heard that he was the landlord of Sammy's Go-Go, and he also might have backed some gambling houses in the region.
Oh,
Earl was a colorful individual, is what I'm being told.
Oh, wow.
His wife, they divorced when he was 84, maybe? And we asked, you know, why bother getting divorced when you're 78 and he's 84? And her answer was, Earl just loved women too much.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, he didn't cart them around in his cars because some of them have like 23 miles on them.
Right. And actually, the 71 Vette that has 1,200 miles on it was hers. And she's a sweet lady. And if you go to the John Clay Wolf Show on YouTube, and I don't know if you've grabbed a link of this, but the episode on GMTV Garage and on that channel says Alabama barn find, and there's interviews with her and her brother and John Pierce, who lives in Alabama, who's my buyer. He's worked with me for years at Give Me the VIN. I'll run you through this. So 2 years ago, hey, John, I've got a 96 Porsche C4S. It's got 600 miles on it. I'm like, where are the rest of the miles? Well, they don't exist because the guy kept it in a bubble. He died. His widow wants to sell it. We offered him X, they said Y, we met, and we finally got it bought. So this car shows up, and it's got 600 miles on it, and it's screw new, and it smells perfect, and you're like, this is crazy. I was excited about that. Then, a year later, she calls again, and now she has a 97 C5, which is the first year of that body style, with 100 miles, window stickers, plastic on the seats. I'm like, okay, we make a deal on that one.
She's just messing with you now.
Right. Now you got it. So I'm like, okay, John, we got to find out what else she has because there's no way she just, you know, hatched this other car later. And she wouldn't come off of it. But she said, I love you guys, and the transaction was flawless. You did exactly what you said you'd do. And when I'm ready to sell the rest of them, you're going to be my first phone call.
The rest of them.
Now, what's the rest of them? What? Tell me about the rest of them. I can't tell you right now. All right. Please do. So come to find out, her, she was in a big fight, but this divorce got nasty, and her stepson, I think he got half of the cars or more. There was way more than this.
Wow.
And
wow.
And so they went through the court system. She got these cars, and Pierce called me, said, "Hey, she's ready to sell these cars." I said, "Get me a list." Sends me a list, doesn't have any miles on them. I said, "Just go to the place, meet her brother, video the inside of the barn, and call me back." And he called me, but he went in on FaceTime, and I'm watching this when they hit the lights. And I mean, you think he saw Bigfoot, you know? I mean, these cars are new. They're new. So the man, first of all, in his defense, he definitely knew how to order a car.
Yeah, he
did.
Because
people can order cars. When you're holding cars, you want to order the right one. And he was good at that. But where am I going with this? Okay. Pierce, you know, we're like, oh, my God, look, you know, the 17-mile 77 Corvette, you know, white with T-tops, bright red, plastic around the steering wheel. I don't mean he wrapped the plastic. I mean the factory plastic.
Yeah.
Factory plastic on the seats. The bumpers on the doors for the transporters. So this man would obviously instruct the dealers not to PDI them, which is pre-delivery inspection. You know, they run them through the shop and they get them ready for delivery. He'd tell them, leave them wrapped up. So these were all like Christmas presents wrapped up in this barn, and they were undercover, and they drained the fluids out of them, and they just couldn't. So it's a really unique set of cars. He kept doing this. I mean, there's a 2010, first year of the SS Camaro that is ordered perfectly with the big wheels and the sunroof and the navigation. You know, they had delivery miles. Delivery miles means 8 miles, 12 miles, 20 miles.
But these were not. These were collectible from day one. You got an 87 Buick Grand National with 13,000 miles on it. That's a holy grail right there for the Grand National folks.
It is. He's got a 90 ZR1 with the plastic on the sunroof, the plastic on the seat that has like 12 miles on it. He has letters from the dealer because back in 90, when these ZR1s were brought out, there were limited production. And then GM started messing with the allocation. They stickered for $65,000. People were paying $25,000 over sticker for them. And you could see by the letters from the dealer, "Dear Mr. Trammell, we will honor our promise to you to sell you the first ZR1 delivered in the state of Alabama for sticker price." He was really into this. There's a 66 C10 Chevy pickup. There's a 6 short bed, of course, because everything he ordered was right. A 63 DeVille. Now, that car has 20,000 miles on it. It's about 22 feet long. A Cadillac DeVille, it's a 68. There's a 73 Mark IV Lincoln Coupe, 800 miles.
You've got a 68 Camaro 396 SS with only, 60,000 miles on it, which is still awesome.
And that's, compared to the rest of this, that's crazy. That's high miles. Yeah. This is the 1994 54 SS with 19 miles, I believe. There's a 1990... Whenever year they started the new Ford Lightning, he's got one of the. Or I've got one of these, and the son, he's still angry because he went through the court system with stepmom.
Yeah,
and he took. I won't say stole because I was corrected. I was threatened by a lawsuit because I said he stole the wheels. I'm correcting it. He took the wheels.
Oh, the actual wheels. He took the wheels.
Somebody took the wheels to three of these. And he has them. And he was nice enough to sell them back to me.
Well, so let me ask you this. I mean,
at a very high price.
I'm sure. In your life, I mean, you've made quite a name for yourself with cars coming and going. I mean, you buy and you sell, and you're of course the founder of GiveMeTheVIN.com. What are you gonna do with these? Because I saw one of the videos you did of this whole barn find spectacular moment. Yep. You're saying, I don't know if I'm gonna sell any of them. So what are you gonna do?
I kind of feel for old Earl Trammell. I'm starting to understand. You might, when I'm 88 years old and y'all bury me, that might be the next time these cars get pulled out of my car.
So have you?
I don't know. I really don't know. I can't. So many people have offered to buy. Can we sell this? We sell that. If the King of Brunei, Sultan of Brunei, shows up and wants to offer me a great amount of money, of course I'm going to sell them. But I'm not interested in onesie twosie right now. I'm really enjoying the collection. It finished my collection off.
Wow.
And I don't know what. Am I going to sell them? I'm sure at some point. I just don't. There's a couple of them that I don't think I will, though.
I wouldn't blame you.
Go ahead. They're not going down in value. They're really great conversation piece. It's so fun. It's like we discovered from people that aren't into the car world, but, you know, it's almost like we found a dinosaur on our property. You know, we dug up a fossil. And having a museum at my I've got a ranch in the middle of the country, obviously. That's why I call it a ranch. And my radio studio is in this big barn, and it's full of classic cars.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really having a good time with them right now.
This, by the way, you didn't find a dinosaur fossil. You found a walking, breathing brontosaurus as it walked around on your farm like it had been hidden for years. Let me ask you this. Among the whole collection, what's your favorite one? Do you have a pick?
It's really dumb. I mean, I'm not proud of what my favorite one is, but the one I just keep looking back at is this bright white 77, I think, maybe 78, with red interior Stingray. And, you know, it's got single-digit miles on it, and it reminds me of, like, the Revel cars, the model cars, and the Matchbox cars when I was a kid. The color combo on it is so crazy perfect. The window sticker on the 1971 is on it, you know, $6,200, and then the 77 is like $7,800, and then the 79 is $9,200. I don't know, man. That white red really jumps out at me for some reason.
Well, all I know is some carpetbagger from Texas swooped in and got our cars. That's what I know.
y'all got all the pretty girls in Alabama, so I decided to go down there and get the pretty cars and bring them back to Texas.
Well, John Clay, this is amazing, man. I'm proud for you. What a great find. I got to ask you this. Pierce went and found it, we got a couple minutes left here. When Pierce sent you the list, did you fly out here thinking he was a liar? What did you think?
No. Remember, he sent me a FaceTime.
Oh.
And I'd already bought the 600-mile 96 Porsche, and I bought the 100-mile 97
yeah, that's right.
C5 Vet. So I knew it was real. I couldn't understand why a man would buy so many new cars and park them in a crappy barn. Not a nice barn. It was clean, but, I mean, just pile them up and cover them. I just didn't understand the mentality of it. It's not like he enjoyed them. And if you watch that video, his brother-in-law is talking about the way they used to pile these cars in different rent houses that they had, like the garages, and they got so many of them that they had to build some buildings to hold them. I don't know if he was a hoarder. I have a feeling this was his stash. I have a feeling that Earl was an outlaw. I know he was. And actually, I've talked to enough people that have come forward that knew him and have told me crazy Earl Trammell stories. I'm like, there is a docuseries here.
Yes.
For sure.
There's a classic car way to launder money that came out of a go-go club and a casino.
I mean, I didn't say that. You did, and I'm glad that it was you, not me. But there's something up.
Well,
and I think it was his stash, and if he paid income tax on the money that he paid, bought these cars with, that would be great. I'm not claiming he did that, because there's something weird. There's something weird here, and the fact that he had like 40 or 30 more it just gets weirder and weirder, and I don't get it. He's a pretty salty dog. Most of the people who came forward and wanted to talk about Earl have all said very unique, big character, but what a – can I say son of a bitch on the radio?
You just did, so yeah.
Okay. So that – including his ex-wife. So, I mean, this guy was – but he had this love and trust in cars. Her comment was he did not trust the government, and he did not want to put – the money in Wall Street or the banking.
Wow.
And that's where he parked it in these cars.
Well, John Clay, you know how radio works. I'm up against a break, brother. But
all right.
Listen, you've got these cars finally out in the open where they can be enjoyed as they were intended to some degree. At least they're intended to be looked at, if nothing else. But I'm proud for you. And I want to keep track of this. So if you decide you're going to have an auction, I want to know. All right?
I will. And if you guys go to John Clay Wolf Show on YouTube, or just go to jcwshow.com, and it links to all the stuff. But I'm going to break these cars down, put them on a lift. I'm going to do a 10-minute episode on each one that is worthy.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few. So I'm gonna milk this thing out because I'm really enjoying it.
Well, good on you, man. And congratulations. And thanks for making time for us today on Right Side Radio.
If you guys want to sell your car, go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. Thank you, guys.
We'll do it, brother. See ya. That was just cool. As a car guy, I'm going to tell you, that was just cool. Take me to a break, Boom. I ran way long, and I know it. I'm going to come back with, like, just enough time to say hey there and go back to a break again. But, yeah, that was just cool. We're going to get more serious here with the rest of the show, I can just guarantee you. But that was a moment that I think we all needed. I mean, there's still cool stuff out there. And how crazy that he bought them with who knows what money. There's a gangster show in this. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.